The cost of higher education? How does free sound? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president's on a bus tour looking for ways to control tuition costs.
Bottom line is higher education cannot be a luxury. Every American family should be able to afford to get it.
For the first time, there are kids entering college whose parents still haven't paid off their own college debt. But that's where some educators see an opportunity to change the way education is being delivered. People like Stanford professor Daphne Koller, who likes to quote Mark Twain.
He said the college is a place where a professor's lecture notes go straight to a student's lecture notes without passing through the brains of either.
Daphne Koller is co-founder of Coursera, a website that provides courses from Stanford and other major universities. Real courses, tough courses. I've taken them. We're talking 2 to 4 hours of homework a night. And yet, help is available 24/7. You see, since there might be 100,000 students taking the same course with you, when you post a question, chances are someone out there will know the answer.
And so in many of our courses, the median response time was 22 minutes.
And it's all free. What she and other educators are finding is that you don't need a majestic campus for students to learn. You need good teachers and encouragement, and they can both be delivered online. What big tuition payments buy you is the degree and the prestige that goes with it. But people like Daphne Koller see a day when that won't matter.
If we could offer a top-quality education to everyone around the world for free, what would that do?
We're about to find out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.